trainer Scott Brunton. Devil's Tears, just very impressive win on debut. Got to be pleased with that, Scott.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Look, she's been a work in progress. She had a few dramas with her windpipes early days, so she made a fair bit of noise. But and she's a bit of a cantankerous thing to deal with. So, drew the wrong side of the track. But Dad walked the track early this morning and come up with a plan to get Paddy to the outside fence and sweep down like the old days.
Yeah, that's good.
And it worked out really good. So, it'd be interesting to see where she goes from here. Mm. She's one of McLeod's breeds, so they're good horses. She's out of Craggamore, so it'd be interesting to see where she goes. She's if she starts getting a bit more level-headed, there might be a future. If she goes the other way, she's probably...
Who knows? All right, mate, listen, it's been a great season for you and Dad. You're going to win the Trainers' Premiership easily again. And it's surprising, when you look at your head, you've got that 73 winners for the season. Mm-hmm. It sort of didn't seem like that. And it was probably because that little lull that was there in carnival time, we usually see you in the winner's circle one in four races.
No sugarcoating it, mate. We had a terrible carnival. Yeah. But if you watch replays, Banker Mo should have won the Thomas Lyons and the George Adams. So
yeah.
The good horse won the Guineas, What Life Brings, and then done a suspensory in their back hock, that was an effort in itself. We unearthed a couple of really good horses and we lost a couple of really good horses, so we're really stiff. In saying that, mate, we've got Banker Mo and he's the best horse we've ever trained. I reckon he's better than Lady Lynette.
He's pretty
maybe
smart, isn't he?
Maybe reminds us a lot of Rumcore. So
yeah, well, that was a big disappointment with Rumcore. You lost Rumcore in Melbourne, but I guess the harder you work and the more perseverance you have,
no better eye than an old man at the yearling sales for bargain buys. You know what I mean? We're talking about a bloke that spends maybe $150,000 a year and is managing to find one each year. So hence, Banker Mo was Mandy Gunn, but he always finds a good one. So I hope I've inherited some of his...
I reckon there's a good chance of that, buddy.
Kind of. Thanks, mate.